It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado healthcare workers are calling for more personal protective equipment as they continue to work on the front lines of the new coronavirus pandemic. They spoke out in a video press conference with Democratic Congressman Jason Crow and Joe Neguse. Home healthcare provider Ashley Moore says it's gotten to the point where they make masks from whatever items they can find.
We're literally making masks from paper towels, rubber bands, and staples. It is scary and it's sad, but it's better than sending our caregivers to work without any protection at all.
Colorado received a third shipment from the Strategic National Stockpile on Friday, but it's still a fraction of what the state has requested. Governor Polis has called for all Coloradans to wear masks when outside their homes. Colorado's Public Health Department is concerned about pollution at the Suncor refinery in North Denver. The agency sent Suncor a letter citing the number, duration, and nature of what the health department calls excess emission events at Suncor. John Putnam is the health department's director of environmental programs. He says Suncor has 30 days from an incident to submit a report about what happened and why.
And, you know, that then triggers our next step into trying to determine, you know, what the appropriate enforcement or correction step on that front will be.
Putnam says they monitored the air after the most recent emissions event at Suncor and said it posed no risk to the public. People who work in food and beverage manufacturing will be guaranteed paid sick leave if they have symptoms of the new coronavirus. The state changed Colorado's emergency leave with pay rules after employees at JBS, a meatpacking plant in Greeley, said the company wasn't doing enough to protect them. Workers will be covered regardless of their pay rate. The benefit lasts as long as Colorado's state of emergency is in effect. Mostly sunny across the state today, highs near 70 in Denver, 50s in the mountains. This is CPR News.